Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are starting to record right now. And we're going to do the passive voice and the active voice in Arabic.
Whoa.
What does that
mean? Oh, passive voice, when you say something is done and we don't know the doer, who did it? That's passive voice. Active voice, when something is done and we know who did it. What we are saying, this is not what that we know, we're saying who did it. So for example, we say, the apple was eaten. The apple was eaten. Okay, the apple was eating. Was eaten. I'm sorry. The apple was eaten. It means that someone did it. Who? We have no clue. I mean, maybe the speaker knows, but he doesn't want to tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe,
but
he's lying.
We, the listeners, have no idea who did it. Okay. Or, you know, he's not. The sentence doesn't tell us who's doing it. So the apple was eating. What is the apple?
The subject.
Yes, the apple, the subject, in this case, the object. In this case, it's the object. And eating is the verb.
Object and predicate.
Object and verb.
Wait, isn't the verb like the predicate?
The predicate is the khabar, which is the news. Okay, it's just like beautiful, it's like... Nabil is nice. Nabil is the predicate, the
subject.
Nice is the predicate,
okay.
Which is the description. Now here, it's a verb sentence. The sentence that I was just talking about is a noun sentence.
Okay.
We said that in English, there's nothing called noun sentence because if you don't have any verb, you put is, right?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to see a sentence without a verb. But in Arabic, you don't have to put as. So in Arabic, there is a noun sentence and there's a verb sentence. Okay, the object was eaten. The apple was eaten. Sorry. The apple was eaten. So what is the apple in Arabic?
Al-tufaha.
Al-tufaha. Takbir. MashaAllah, you're smart kids. Al-tufaha. Okay. As you know, in Arabic, the verb comes first. So it's not like the apple was eaten. The apple was eaten. You notice that the verb was eaten comes last. But in Arabic, no. The verb comes first. Always. The verb comes first. There's no way you have a verb sentence and the verb does not come first. So,
you
are late. Now who's late?
Can you make three copies? Three copies, Sarah. Three copies of this.
Late as usual.
That's right. So you say ukilat at-tufaha. Ukilat at-tufaha. Ukilat. At-tufaha. Ukilat at-tufaha. He let at-tufaha. At-tufaha to. Okay, now let's learn about a few things. Now, if at-tufaha is not a female, what is the root of the word ukilat? Of the verb ukilat? Akala, masha'Allah. Akala means fa'ala. Fa'ala means the past. We always use the word fa'ala as the standard to speak about the standard form. So it's like akala fa'ala, nama fa'ala, shariba fa'ala. You see what I'm saying? This is the way we give you a. It's like x. It's like x. What is x? What's the value of x? Could be anything, right? So the value of fa'ala could be anything. So it could be akala, shariba, nama, la'iba, you know? So you notice few things. The first thing here, What is, why do we have that here? Why do we have that here and that here? Female, mashallah, mashallah. The subject, the object is female. Because the object is female, we have that. We have that because the...
Wait, I don't have one.
We have that in the verb.
Wait, hey. Is this the same thing?
Yeah.
Remember, you need to take notes. I don't see you guys taking notes.
Do you want to have notebook paper?
We all read that. Paper? It's
Sunday.
I don't want to.
It's super
bowl.
Yeah, it's
Sunday.
We should have school
all
day.
Thank you, Neil.
You're my favorite.
No.
I have
no
paper.
Okay. Because tufaha is female. Because tufaha is female. Give back.
What?
Where's mine? Where's my original?
Yeah, where's the original?
You could take the bill, she doesn't need it.
Hey!
Where's the original one?
I gave it to
you. No, you left it over there.
I'm going to need to punch this as soon as I get home.
Okay, so why do we have that in the verb? Because tufaha is what? It's female word. Or you can say female object. Okay, what if we talk about something which is not female? Give me an object which is not female. Here we're saying it tufaha.
Nabil.
Let's say lahm. No, lahm. What is lahm? Meat. That's right. So if we want to say the meat was eaten... The meat was eaten. So, what is the object here? The meat was eating. Eaten. What's the object?
The meat. The meat is the object.
Uh-huh.
So, the meat is the object. And what is the subject?
The apple.
No, here, in this second one. What is the, I'm sorry, the verb? What's the verb?
The meat.
The verb is...
Better be 100%.
Eaten.
It's not 100%. I can't accept this.
It's like, I can't accept this. Too bad.
Okay. So, the meat was eaten. So, we say...
You just said recorded.
Okay, la al-lahm. So what do you say? Okay, la Allah.
Does recorded mean a good thing?
Yes. Is writing is
Do we have a tab in the verb because I said so?
No.
If there's a grade, it's
100%.
It better.
Yeah, or if I don't. Because
there's no grade.
You know, I'll write my own grade then. Yeah, me too. I just 100%.
A plus.
A plus.
I didn't do my homework now.
A plus to the infinity of power.
You got a zero.
Come on now. We want to stay quiet a little bit.
Why?
So, Sarah, can you step away from... can you come here? Come here. Okay. So, ukilallah. Why there's no ta? Why there's no ta?
Because it's male.
Oh,
because it's male. There is also, in addition to the word lahm, there's a word lahma.
Which means
the meal. Same thing. So, we say al-lahma. So, if we say lahma, then we say okelat. You see what I'm saying here? Nabil. Okelat. اللحمة. أكلت اللحمة. Okay, you got it. أكلت ماذا؟
Yes, I was.
Be quiet.
Now, in the active voice. Now let's make it active. Let's convert it from passive to active.
Okay,
so أكلت التفاحة. Let's use, let's make it active voice. No. Akala, remember in Arabic, the verb comes first. The verb comes wa.
First.
So, akala nabilun at-tufahata.
Wait, I ate the apples?
Yes. Akala.
So what? I ate the apples.
Akala. Nabilun. Okay.
It's a Chinese.
Akala.
It's a Chinese thing. You can buy stuff.
You can buy fish.
Ah. Nabilun at-tufahata.
Just don't erase this one. I like this one.
Monopoly.
Okay. Now, where is the verb here?
The verb is at the beginning.
Why don't we have a ta here?
Because
Nabil is the subject, which is female or male?
Female.
He is male.
What?
Tufahata is the object.
I'm a male subject.
Do you got it? So akala is a verb. Nabilun is a subject. Tufahata is object.
Wait.
Akala. Did you get back all the things, Yalina? Yasara? Did you give them their Quran homework? So you should go ahead and
give them their Quran homework and Quran.
Give them to them now. Because you will be testing. Please.
I won't be testing. I don't have
them. I'll give it to you. Okay. So, akala nabilun at-tufahata. Yeah, I made arrangements today so that I can give you my iPhone. Okay. Akala nabilun at-tufahata. Okay. Now, what do you notice about the object and the passive voice on Nabil? Talk to me. What do you notice about the object and the passive voice and the object and the active voice?
There's a verb in there's a subject, a name, or a subject
in
the active voice.
Already happened in
the passive
voice is like
perfect. Here there is a subject, here
right
there is no subject.
So wait, this is like a noun, like this is a noun sentence,
right?
Or something, and that's a verb sentence.
No, both of them are verb sentences.
Eight.
Oh.
Active voice and passive voice, they have to be verb sentences because we're talking about something that was done.
Okay.
So now what do you notice about the tashkil? Tashkil, the marks. The signs.
The object
and the active voice is what?
Is it like ends in on or something?
It ends with fatha, mansub.
Yes.
And the object in the passive voice was what?
Marfu'. Yeah.
Marfu'.
Yeah.
So, okay. You notice the differences are? The subject is mentioned. Okay, let's make active voice is AV. Passive voice is BV. Okay, just to make it short, so that I don't have to say active voice and passive voice. All right, so you notice that the subject is mentioned in the active voice. Is mentioned in the active voice. The subject is the door. The subject is the door.
Of an
action. Is the door of the verb. And it is always Marfu'. It is always what?
Marfu'.
It is always marfu'. So that is the first difference. The second difference, you notice that...
Wait, why do we take notes if this is all on the wiki thing?
The his website.
Or the...
his website.
Because you want to take your own notes in addition to the one on the site. On the site.
But aren't they like
I might lose the one on the site. You know, the camera might not work, the pictures might get lost, and it happened to me before.
Really? When,
yeah. The subject, and also when you take notes, you help yourself think.
Yes.
So, because there is the thing that's called screensaver.
Oh no, you erase it.
Who knows about the screensaver? Listen, who knows about the screensaver in computer?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the screensaver if you don't touch the mouse or the keyboard?
Then it just...
It goes blank, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with your human brain. If you don't touch the mouse over the keyboard, it goes what?
Blank.
So writing is like touching the keyboard.
Wait, it doesn't go blank. There's like these like little lines.
Yeah, your brain will travel somewhere else. So I need to make sure the mouse and the keyboard are always touched. So when you take notes, you help you focus.
So I should never set my eyes off the computer and let it
sleep. All right.
Yeah.
Come on. So the subject is mentioned in the active voice, and the subject is the door of the verb, and it is always, what?
A subject.
Marfu. Second, no female ta.
Right when I got cut off.
No female ta.
Because the subject is male.
The subject.
Because the subject is male.
Because Nabil is a subject male. Is subject male or male subject? Yeah, male subject would make more sense.
Can you write my name in English instead?
Okay, because Nabil is what? Is male object. Three. Three, no female ta because Nabil is male object.
Oh, okay.
On there's a female ta because Tufaha is a female object.
Because it has a jamma in the end.
Yes, because Nabil, he's a male subject. You don't have ta, but here, yep, okay.
It's not Nabila.
Exactly. Nabila. Even though Tufaha is a female object, but Nabila in this way, in the active voice, we go by the subject, not by the object. Three, the object
is
mansub. Object is mansub. So what is object is mansub? In the active voice and marfu' in the passive voice. And what? Marfu'. You're talking too much.
Yeah,
no, you. Where are your notes? Why aren't you taking notes?
I am. See, look how much I wrote. See? It's beautiful.
No, you're not following the notes with me.
I am.
No, you're skipping notes.
I'm following.
And object is mansub. Object is mansub in the active voice and marfu' in the passive voice.
Why is it like AC? Did you mean air conditioning?
Oh, AV.
I wrote it in the
passive voice. Active voice.
And air conditioning.
You got the difference now?
Yep.
Three differences. Three differences.
Yeah,
got it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Picture time. Ready for my class?
Stop it, guys. Stop it.
Geek Slayer 73.
Cheers.
Thrift Shop parody.
Sushi parody?
Thrift Shop.
Hey, dude, stop.
Okay. Alright, the second thing we will need to learn today is how to convert from active voice to passive voice using your name.
Okay.
Using your name as the subject. So let's do passive voices and convert them into active voices. Okay.
My name is...
Spirit! It's exhausting.
No. You guys are getting wild.
It just fell.
You can't do this. Okay!
He threw it.
What do you mean? Hey, where do my pencil go?
So now, the passive voice, again, is the active voice. We want to convert. So, if I say, ukilal, or let's say, ukilat, who knows what olive is?
What olive?
Olive is like...
Zaytun.
Zaytuna, that's right.
Okay.
If we say, ukilat...
I'm overtaking you.
Az-zaytuna. So, ukilat az-zaytunatu. Ukilat az-zaytunatu. With the tashkil, ukilat az-zaytunatu.
Okay.
Now, use Nabil as the door. And convert that into active voice.
Akala Nabilun Zaytun.
Ta?
What?
A Zaytun? Huh? There is.
Zaytuna? Ta.
No. Look, the one Zaytun, just one of them, is called Zaytuna.
Oh. Well, what if you only ate?
The plural is Zaytun, like many of them. So we say, Akalat. Ukilat is Zaytuna. Is going to be what?
Akala.
Akala Nabilun Az-Zaytunata. MashaAllah. That's right. Akala. Nabil did an excellent job. Akala. Nabilun. أكل نبيل الزيتونة. You notice the difference in the تشكيل.
Yes.
أكلت الزيتونة. أكل نبيل الزيتونة. You got it?
Yes.
You see the difference? أكل أكلت الزيتونة الزيتونة. The three differences. Okay. Now, I am going to give you an active voice.
No.
This one, we did it that way. Let's do it the other way. I'm going to give you an active voice using the name Farhan. And you need to make it passive voice. Because we don't want to tell in the sentence who did it. So if we say, for example,
ukalat. Ukila ukala ukalat ukilat. Farhan.
Let's say qutila. What is qutila?
Kill.
Kill. That's right. It's in your vocab word. If you look, it's the vocab words and the thing. Yeah. So no, we say qatala farhanun al faqra. What is al faqr? Mickey Mouse.
You killed Mickey Mouse.
Akala qatala.
You hate Disney, don't you?
Disney makes games.
Qatala. Or let's make it let's make it about a female object. So let's say namla. Qatala farhanun an-namlata. Qatala farhanun an-namlata. قاتل فرحان نملة means فرحان killed the ant.
Guys,
listen. قاتل فرحان النملة.
Did you do farty?
Now, فرحان, how do we convert that? Convert it for us. So قاتل. See, okay. Akala, we did ukilat. Okay. Qatala.
Qatala.
Qutilat. That's right, mashallah, Nabil. Excellent, Nabil. Qutilat. Now, why do we add the ta' ta'neeth here, the female ta'? Because namla is female. Qutilat.
No, wait, no. Qutilat. Ali namla ta'.
I'm putting
another. We all know you did it for her. There's no need to hide it.
قتلت النملة فرحان فرحان. You killed the ant and then you want to kill your teacher. Listen. قتلت النملة. Don't call him that name. Anything that hurts you hurts him. So just treat him. Put yourself in his place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you like anybody to call you Mablulu?
What does that mean?
Means wet.
Huh? Uh-huh, you're wet.
That's just the most
amazing. Yeah, wet. Usually, it's about somebody who does number one on himself. So, do you like that? You don't. So, you don't call him Fari. Okay. Otilat an-namlatu. Now, your turn.
Your turn.
Okay. We'll
eat cake.
No, let me give you now the passive voice, and then you make it active.
Okay.
So, we're going to say, we're going to use... we're going to use ba'atha. We're going to use the word ba'atha, which is in your vocab here, in the vocab in the sheet. So we're going to use the word ba'atha. So, ba'atha.
What does it mean?
Wait, ba'aba? No.
Or bu'itha ar-rasulu.
Why do I have to get to lame one? Why do I get to kill things and need to see things but I have to go places? It's
not fair. Bu'itha ar-rasulu. Bu'itha ar-rasulu. Now you convert it.
So it's not me, right?
It's now we'll make it you. Okay. Well, you can do it either way. You can do it subject first, object second, or reverse. So, ba'atha hishamun ar-rasulah. Ba'ata.
I got it right too.
I got it first.
Hishamun. الرسول ها بعث هشام الرسول or like he did it the other way around, which is correct.
Wait, so you're
بعث
you go places
الرسول. هشام so بعث الرسول هشام. So what did we do? We switch the verb and the object. Does it make any difference? No. Why? Both are correct in Arabic because we can tell which is which by the تشكيل. By the تشكيل we can find out. Now I am going to use, instead of singular words, because singular names, in singular names, the marfu' mark is dhamma. Right? So we're going to now to use not singular words. We're going to use...
Oh, are you doing? Dude, what are you doing?
Did you guys eat sugar today?
Yes,
yeah.
For breakfast.
Okay. Now we're going to use, we're not going to use singular nouns. We're going to use something that double. We're going to use double.
Okay.
Double subjects.
And
objects.
Yes. That's not necessarily true.
Okay, so we're going to say.
Wait.
Akala.
Don't you need to erase the arrows?
Akala, what?
Wait, don't you know why are the arrows still there?
Because well, we're just going to use them.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to say ukilat. التفاحتان أكلت التفاحتان or you can say أكلتا التفاحتان. Let's make it better, make it أكلتا. Now this mark, this means double. This one here and this one here means what?
Double.
Okay, well, we want somebody, we want Nabil to convert them using his name. Using his name and Saeed's names.
What's his name?
Both, because we say akalata, ukilata التفاحتان.
Ukilata Nabil.
Ukilata التفاحتان. Ukilata التفاحتان. Here, what is the sign of marfu'?
The
alif. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. The alif is sign of marfu'. Why? Because it's what? Because it's double.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Double.
Now, we want Nabil to convert them into active voice.
Okay, ukilata.
No, ukilata becomes passive.
Akalata
or akala, because now you and him are both males. So what?
Oh, okay. Akalata.
Akala.
Akala.
Why? Because?
Because Anta is female.
Yes.
Akala.
Akala.
Nabilun.
MashaAllah. Akala. Okay. Let's instead of mentioning names and make it hard, let's say the two boys.
Okay.
The two boys. So, Akala al-waladani al-tufahataini. Here, these are all the marks of double.
Double.
So, أكلا الولدان التفاحتين.
Marks.
So, أكلا.
Marks of two.
أكلا. الولدان التفاحتين. Now, why did we change التفاحتين into التفاحتان into التفاحتين?
Because it's
منصوب. Now it is منصوب. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That's excellent. Because it is منصوب. And منصوب is mark. Mark is منصوب. Mark is yeah. Because it's double. Double. On the other hand, al-waladani is marfu'. The mark is what?
Yeah.
The mark, marfu'.
No, alif.
Alif, mashaAllah. Very good job. Mark. Marfu' mark is? Is? Alif. Because it is double. Because it is double. So the homework, your homework will include plural. So plural, you know, and I'm going to make it standard plural. Remember, I hold you accountable only to the standard plural. If you don't know which is the regular plural, if it's irregular, just make it regular and I'll be okay with that. So in your homework, you're going to get your homework from the web page. All right.
Okay. Time to go.
Yay!
Hold on.
Hit the golden pencil.
It's not normal.
Pencils aren't supposed to be made out of gold.
It's arrogant.
This isn't arrogant.
All right.
This is pink or gold or
you guys are dismissed.